Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is January 25th, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was, and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. For the past week, Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events and rebellion, has been exactly conjunct K2, the eclipse point that signifies the past, the unseen world, and dissolution. In astrology, this is a combination for crisis, chaos, game-changer-type events, and there were several of those last week. The U.S.-supported government of Yemen collapsed, beset by Houthi rebels on one side and Al-Qaeda from the other. President Hadi threw in the towel. What happens next? Chaos. The same day, King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia died. Another major U.S. ally is gone, to be replaced by his half-brother, the 79-year-old Crown Prince Salman bin Abdulaziz, who, reportedly, is a bit demented. Why is this important? Because Saudi Arabia is the biggest exporter of oil in the world. In Europe, the long-awaited quantitative easing, that is, wholesale printing of money in order to prop up indebted European governments, was implemented by the European Central Bank, prompting the value of the euro to plunge to levels not seen in over a decade. Meanwhile, over in Ukraine, the Russians have again been sending major reinforcements across the border to the pro-Russian separatists, who mounted another offensive against government forces. After they forced the government to retreat from the Donetsk airport, the separatists then attacked the strategic port city of Mariupol, marking a major escalation of that conflict. And then, of course, there was the Greek election, which all by itself creates a game-changer for the European Union, since by electing the leftist Syriza party, the Greeks have put into motion their what appears to be eventual exit from the European Union. Here's the chart of Sunday, January 25th. Note how the moon, planet of the public's thinking, is exactly conjunct the Uranus K2 combination, indicating rebellion and a major game changer. By the way, having an election, while Mercury, the planet of making rational decisions, is retrograde, is never a good idea. It's an indication of unintended consequences. Last Tuesday, President Obama gave his State of the Union speech. The carefully scripted speech hit the usual upbeat patriotic buttons and had a special emphasis on populist themes, obviously calculated to lay the groundwork for making the Republicans look bad during the ramp-up to the 2016 elections. Here is the chart of the speech. Didn't take much time for the subversive actions theme of Mars conjunct Neptune to show up. The very next day, House Speaker Boehner invited Bibi Netanyahu of Israel to come on over and address the Congress on the subject of Iran, thereby undermining the administration's delicate negotiations with the leadership of that country to limit their nuclear development. Mr. Obama did not sound humbled by last November's election outcome. Rather, he defiantly set an ambitious agenda for himself and for Congress. The president made his case forcefully, challenging the new Congress, saying he would not bow to the Republicans, that legislation that rehashed old battles about immigration and other political clashes will, quote, have earned my veto. Note that Mars, the planet of aggression and combat, was, and still is, transiting in Mr. Obama's second house of speech. Nor was the Prez letting the battle end with his Tuesday speech. The very next day he journeyed deep into Republican territory, to Idaho, and then to Kansas, to preach directly to the proletariat, promoting the programs he laid out in his State of the Union speech. For the past couple of weeks, I have been pointing out that Mars conjunct Neptune is a bad combination, prone to subversion, deception, confusing actions, flaky dealings, and so on. Here's another point. Mars is the planet of combat, victory, and sports. Well, last Sunday, January 18th, the two planets, Mars and Neptune, were in near exact conjunction, just in time for the conference playoffs for the upcoming Super Bowl. And now, there is a full-blown investigation of whether or not the winning team, the New England Patriots, deliberately deflated their game balls to gain an edge for their star quarterback, Tom Brady. Nonetheless, next week's Super Bowl will go on as scheduled. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.